Alrighty guys, welcome back to the Carter Farr Show, also known as the Carter Farr Podcast. I hope you guys are all having a great and amazing day today. Now in today's episode, we're going to be breaking down the entire stock market related to the election. A lot of people are saying that the election is going to have a correlation with the stock market. Do I believe that's going to happen? Is the election going to cause another crash? You know, each candidate, what's going to happen to different stocks and so on. So starting off, do I think that the election will have a stock market fall? Honestly, the thing about that is I think that depending on who wins, we could have different stocks go up or down. So meaning if Joe Biden wins the election, you know, I'm not going to be giving any political advice or any really stating my political beliefs. I'm going to be showing you guys just talking about real data that each candidate has put out in the either on paper or they've said. So starting off, Joe Biden. Joe Biden is running for the Democratic Party. I'm sure you guys know that. But people have been saying that if he wins, there's going to be a stock market crash. Do I believe that's going to happen? Probably not. Will we get some temporary sell-off? Probably. You know, looking back at all presidents who won, whether it's Republican or Democratic, almost every single president has had a record-setting year. So really what that means is the stock market goes up. It historically, over the past 50 years, has an annual return if you reinvest all your dividends of right around 10%. So meaning if you're a Republican, they still get around 10%. If you're a Democrat, you still get around 10%. So if he wins, do I think we'll get some temporary sell-off? Probably, because he has said that he is going to increase the corporate tax laws. So a lot of companies that are going to be making that, you know, a couple million dollars are going to be taxed harder on that money. So which is going to bring that whole stock value down a little bit. But I do think that they will slowly recover out of it. Now, another thing, with that fall, I think a lot of REITs, also known as real estate ETFs, are going to go up in value. I understand that that is weird to say because Donald Trump is a real estate president, that he's made billions in real estate. And so for me saying Biden's going to have a increase in REITs, what that means is historically, as the stock market falls, REITs become more attractive to investors because you get cash flow and they still grow with the real estate market. So it's kind of like investing in the real estate market through the stock market. That's kind of a cool thing, but you can get cash flow from it. And the only reason why they become more attractive is because the stock market falls. Another thing, I do think a couple companies are going to continue to go up in value if Trump wins the election. I think that oil will go up. I think that Walmart stock will go up, and a variety of other companies will go up, like Amazon. But if Joe Biden wins the election, I do think that Tesla will go up because he has stated that he is hoping to have more incentives for electric vehicle manufacturers. So honestly, guys, it's all about perspective. Do I think it's going to cause a total crash in the market? No, I think that looking back at all of the presidents, every president has had a record-setting year. Trump has had a great return on his investment when he was in office. That's why people like him as president, because his return was in the 20 to 25% growth, which is outperforming a lot of other presidents. That's why people think of him as a business mogul. But I do think that we will have some temporary sell-off if Biden wins, but it should recover within, you know, 6 months to a year. That's kind of my go-to and kind of what I'm looking at. I'm not going to be giving you guys any beliefs on what I believe in and stuff like that. I'm just stating that each president, whoever wins, there's going to be opportunity to make money. Because at the end of the day, that's all everybody kind of cares about is this, is that money. So if Biden wins, I do think Tesla and the real estate market will go up because the stock market will probably have some sort of a short-term sell-off. But another thing is if Trump wins, I do think we will just have a continuation in growth with a majority of stocks. So I do think that's the best alternative and kind of the best mindset for looking at the stock market. You know, I've done a ton of research lately on looking at different presidents and how the stock market got hit or gone up in value when each president came in office. And you just got to be a long-term investor and you guys will be fine. If you guys are trying to be a speculator in the market, it's going to be very hard to make money because you're going to have to pick and choose different right stocks for the short term instead of being an investor for the long term. So understand another thing is it doesn't just because a president is in office, it does not change the fundamentals of a business. So if a company is growing, you know, at 30-40% each year, a president isn't going to slow that down. Yes, maybe one president will slow it down temporarily, or maybe the other one will give it a little push up to help. But if the company's growing, the president's not going to have any correlation to that stock. It's very similar to like the S&P 500 and the small cap market. These small cap stocks run up 20-40% daily, but there's no correlation between them in the general market. So just like that, you just have to be smart with your investments, have a base of ETFs, have a base of bonds, have a big stack of blue chip stocks that you guys believe in, and they have good fundamentals. Also, you do want stocks that pay cash flow. The reason why is because you can get compound interest a lot faster than with growth stocks. So I do think that is a good thing to know as well. So it's always about building a solid portfolio. Don't worry about this day-to-day volatility. Don't worry about the president election. Whatever happens, happens, and you cannot control it. And just be an investor for the long term. If the stock market crashes hard, it's not going anywhere anytime soon. When you invest in the market, you're pretty much just investing in the entire US economy. So if you think that the economy will go under in 5 years or 4 years, then don't invest. But realistically, over all the presidents, over the past 100 years in the stock market, historically, we've had a 10% return every single year. So it's just all about understanding that when you're an investor, you're an investor, you're not a speculator. So I hope you guys got something out of this video here, and I hope you guys learned something, because that's the biggest thing about these videos is I'm trying to help you understand that everybody likes to make it complicated and likes to put emotion in the market, but realistically, it's going to be the same. We're going to maybe have a little bit of sell-off and a little bit of some volatility, but we'll be fine in the long term. We really will be. You know, I think whatever candidate wins, there's opportunity to make some money, realistically, guys. So I hope you guys enjoyed it. And if you guys got anything in value, make sure you guys hit the like button. I hope you guys kind of like my office. I hope it's more visually appealing for you guys instead of having, you know, a whole bunch of mumble jumbo back there. It's just clean, it's simple. I do have a cool little bar cart over there. Nice little shelf. It's very modern, which I love. So we'll see you guys tomorrow in another episode or another podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Remember to hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Take care, guys. Have a good one.